It's Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's Home for Sports. Follow the show on Twitter at CapJHood. This is ESPN 1000. That's why I see him in the shot. No shot. With Cap and J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN app. That's why I see
him in the shot. Good morning and welcome in to the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show here on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you here on this game day, Friday. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. It's now time for Shot or No Shot, and it's brought to you by
PointsBet Sportsbook at Hawthorne Race Course. Download the updated PointsBet app. Get the lightning bets, the same game parlays. Tomorrow morning, be great. I'll be in my wife's SUV. We'll be hurtling down to Bloomington, and I'll be making my bets on the Points Bet app and betting horses on Club Hawthorne. Take that.
While you're driving?
No, she will drive there.
Yeah.
I won't drink, so she can, and then I'll drive the family back.
Can you put your bets in before you guys take off?
No, I do my homework while she's driving. I have my laptop on my lap.
I see.
That's why they call it a laptop.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Oh.
So it sits on your lap.
While you're driving.
Right. A big iMac or a big, PC doesn't work very well.
So when they came up with the laptop, you're saying that they did it just for those that might be driving, having it on their lap.
Or sitting on the couch.
Oh, I see.
On a recliner.
Hmm.
Like a lazy boy.
Lazy boy, I see.
Samsonite.
Hmm. That's Samsonite. That's luggage.
I thought they made furniture.
No, that was the line I gave you yesterday. I said, you're going to get through this walk easily because you don't have the extra Samsonite luggage. Don't you remember?
Carrying around, yes.
Right. And it was easier, right? Did you feel like it was somewhat easier?
100%. Then I walk into the stadium. There's Matt Lodick, the great head coach at Valpo. I love that dude. He goes, looking at me, I said, what's up? You lost half your body. I'm like,
not
really?
Half. That's an exaggeration.
He said, would you drop at least 30? I'm like, yep. You're saying I needed to? I did.
We say good morning to Shay Norling. Shay?
Snorboard, what do you got?
Good morning, boys. How we doing? Hoodie?
Well, you know, I'm fine. But over here, not so much.
He's a little tired this morning. Running on tired legs.
I am tired this morning.
Hey, Roz, turn off the CB. What's going on? Randy, go in there.
It's important. Getting the traffic out to the people, it's important.
Those people don't understand a headphone.
All right, get to the questions.
You hear it in there, don't you, Cap?
Danny's about to drive off the road.
Wait, well, fine. But it's got nothing to do with this show. Go ahead.
He's got other issues.
All right, boys.
Justin Fields has thrown fewer than 30 passes so far this season. 28 to be exact. He threw 17 in week one and only 11 in week two against Green Bay. My question, shot or no shot, the Bears will continue this strategy of limiting Fields' passing attempts this weekend against Houston.
Well, what is limiting? I mean, if he throws 20, is that limiting?
No. 20 or more, at this rate, you're opening it up.
That's a shot.
I'm going to say no shot this weekend. I'll say he throws 24 or less.
You know, Getsy, and we'll get to him a little bit later on in the show. We played a little bit of it earlier in hour number one. He tried to justify the play calls. He tried to justify, like, hey, we didn't have enough plays to go down the field. What did he say, Cap? It was like 40, 41 plays?
Yes.
The 41 plays that they had against Green Bay, he goes, we didn't have enough plays to do, like, okay.
And they had 17 called pass plays, but he only threw 11 passes because he was being harassed. But I'm telling you, I went back and watched the All-22.
Yes.
And there were multiple moments. The one that stands out with crystal clear clarity is he dropped back on third and approximately 7 or 8 in the third quarter. You're losing significantly. And he drops back. He looks to his left, and I think it's Dante Pettis. He's open.
Yeah.
Doesn't throw it.
I saw it.
Turns to his right, looks down the field. EQ Brown is running 4 yards past the defense with his arm up, waving it. He kind of cocks his arm. No, I'm not going to take that shot.
The clock in his head.
Checks it down to David Montgomery. Gain of 5, punt. That's on Justin. Nobody else.
No question about it. But to be fair, Randy, Here's a problem we have in 2022 with the quarterback position. You want everybody to be Josh Allen. You want everybody to be Justin Herbert. That's not the learning curve for everybody. I'm not making any excuses for him, right? He's a professional quarterback. It's his first full year supposed to be as a quarterback for this team. There's nobody over his shoulder. What I'm saying is that we, with every granular detail with the quarterback position, we look at it as, how come that guy isn't prolific in an offensive league? Well, everybody doesn't get that learning curve right away. You know that as a coach. You recruit some kid from the suburbs like, that guy was lights out. I saw him. He could just knock down the shot. And he gets under your program. He's like, wait, where's the kid I recruited? Did you not go through that as a coach?
All the time.
Okay, same thing with him. Like, we're hoping like hell that the light turns on for him, that he doesn't have the hesitation, that in between. Mm-hmm. Should I throw it? Should I not? Should I run? Should I not? All that, right? Hopefully that turns on for him. Sooner than later.
Sooner than later.
But like in that game or the San Francisco game, not yet. But hopefully moving forward, you stick with them and he will be able to get that. I say shot because I'm going to be optimistic against Houston.
So here's an impromptu shot or no shot. And this is not a criticism of Justin. This is just kind of leaping off of what you just said, Hoodie. Shot or no shot, the reason the pass attempts are so low is because the light hasn't turned on yet more than it is the play calling.
Oh, that's a shot. That's a shot. He has the natural ability, Cap, to run out of trouble. We've seen that at Ohio State.
But if you watch that all 22, and I think Getsy, I think you played the cut. Getsy talked about the Packers bracket coverage up front where they took the DNs, and these guys did not crash down hard inside. They made sure Justin did not get out of the pocket.
Yes,
good defenses. They did a really, really good job at that.
Now, I'm optimistic. Now what happens, Randy, against Houston? See, the Lovie Smith is defensive-minded to start with when he walks in the door.
I've got him plus 3.5. Take the points.
Pick him. Snarling hates that. If it's 3, it's not a pick-up, right?
Not anymore.
He hates that.
Carmen Yurko had that guy on from Betting Bros podcast yesterday. Said the same thing. Home field advantage. It's not 3 points anymore. It's not 2 points anymore. It's maybe a point.
All right, Shay.
All right, the Sox got swept at home by the Guardians. Cleveland, man, they're the team we expected the White Sox to be. They play hard every night. They hustle. They're fast on the bases. They're just going to outplay you, even if they aren't going to out-talent you. So shot or no shot. The Sox window in the Central, it's already shut.
That's a no shot. Not shut. But you have to make the tough decisions. Our conversation we have every morning about the White Sox carried over to 35th and Vec yesterday in the box.
Correct.
After your walk.
Correct.
All the people in there. From Joe Aurelio, from Aurelio's Pizza, to Jim Miller, other fans that were there from Fleet Feet.
Yes.
Your guy?
David.
Great
the
guy.
Owner. He's awesome.
He's got some 14s for me, he told me.
There you go.
He told me. It was colorful, of course.
Yes.
Right? We all had that conversation for at least an hour plus about the White Sox and what changes we'd make. No, the window's not closed, Cap, but you got to make the decisions. The fan favorites, some of those guys, they can't be here. You got to figure out what you want to do with Giolito. Yeah, you got to figure out what you want to do behind the plate, left field, right field, third. It's a lot of manager.
So I'm with Hoodie. No shot. It's not closed. You've got a lot of good talent under contract, but it's going to take serious cojones to make moves that make sense. I'm not bringing Jose Abreu back. Love him. He's a legendary member of the franchise. I'm moving Andrew Vaughn to first base. That's what he plays. He's not an outfielder. I'm keeping Eloy Jimenez, but I'm keeping him as the DH. It will keep him healthy, and I think he's the one legitimate huge power bat on the team. Yasmani Grandal, there's a cardboard box. There's a check in it with your money. Get the H out. Awful signing. Horrific signing. You're gone. Giolito? You got 1 year left. I'm going to talk to Ethan Katz and find out what he thinks. And if he said, I've got concerns, then I'm dealing his ass in a big deal. Tim Anderson? I wouldn't have any issue if they traded Tim Anderson in a deal with Giolito and got something good back. And I put Andrus at short.
Hold on.
Colson Montgomery's right.
Hold on a second.
And I'm not advocating getting rid of him.
Brother, hold
in
on.
The right deal. I got to give something to get something.
Now you've gone too far. You can't get the guy that changes the game out of here. Then what's the slogan next year? We're working on it?
We're working on it.
Like the Cubs and Ed Lynch. We're working on it. You can't do that. Just real quick, Shay, just real quick. Microcosm of White Sox baseball and Guardians baseball, right? First inning, we're sitting in a box, we're watching. Runners scoring position, Ramirez, who is unbelievable, flat out unbelievable, right? Ramirez reaches on an infield single to third. Naylor singles to right, Ramirez to third. Two outs in the inning. Jimenez reaches on a bunt single down the third baseline.
And by the way, you know who Andrés Giménez is. That's the dude they got in the Lindor deal. He's an all-star.
Now, get the point. You bunt with two outs for a bunt single because Moncada's playing back at third. I mean, who bunts with two outs? They do. 1-0 Guardians. I mean, this shows you. Now, that might mean nothing to you, Cap, but just the idea that they look at the defense and go, if we put a bunt down, if it's fair, our run scores and we get ahead.
Correct.
The small ball, the little things, right? The intangibles, the execution. And Cueto was pissed because all that whole thing, that whole inning, was all in the infield. It never went to the outfield.
Correct.
So, I mean, that's the thing. All right, Shay.
All right, Aaron Rodgers and the Pack are going to Tampa this weekend to take on Tom Brady and the Bucks. Sunday afternoon, Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, two of the greatest of all time. My question, shot or no shot? These two are number one and number two at quarterback over the last 30 years.
Well, Brady's right there. Rodgers with the one championship but the sustained success. What are we missing?
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning is over Rodgers.
You counting championships there? Two versus one?
He has two.
Mm-hmm. Randy?
More records.
Drew Brees.
One championship, but big-time numbers.
Yeah, I would probably have to go Brady's the GOAT.
Yep.
Peyton Manning is two. I'd probably go Aaron Rodgers three.
I'm with you, Cap. That's how I would do it as well.
I'm not even counting championships. I'm just talking about just accomplishments with Peyton Manning.
Yes.
Over Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
I think that we hit them all. I think that's it. As far as the top quarter, because there's a lot of accomplished.
Drew Brees would be fourth.
There's a lot of accomplished quarterbacks. But
Big Ben is on that list.
Sure. Two championships there.
Yes.
But I think that that's right. I think it's Peyton Manning over Aaron Rodgers. So that's a no shot.
Right. It's more about than championships because Eli has two championships and two Super Bowl MVPs, but he's not anywhere close to those guys.
Jim Miller?
He handicaps horses at Hawthorne.
Coming up next, we will hear from you regarding the NFL and the college picks, Cap. We've got our picks ready for really a good slate of games in the NFL. One, Shay just mentioned, talking about Brady against Rodgers. Man, that's the marquee of the weekend.
Let's get it on!
So we'll go through our picks coming up next on Cap and Jay Hood.
David Kaplan.
Jonathan Hood.
This is Cap and Jay Hood. Follow on Twitter at Cap Jay Hood.
On ESPN 1000.
And the ESPN Chicago app.
Nick Foles sucks. He sucks.
I'm just a fan. I'm not a football evaluator.
I love the Green Bay Packers.
The guy is drunk, but there he goes.
This is not Detroit, man. This is the Super Bowl.
I want winners.
He starts to come and he pulls out.
This is a really thickly built guy.
I mean, what's the answer you're looking for on these things here?
Yes, it's a game day Friday. Here on Cap and Jay Hood, here on ESPN 1000, streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. I'd like to remind you, Carmen and Yurko, if you're in the Naperville area, in Naperville in English, Heisman's in Naperville. They'll be there between 12 and 2 right after Greeny. Then it'll be Waddle and Sylvie from 2 to 6. Bleck and Abdallah will lead you into White Sox baseball as they take on the Tigers. A 6:30 pregame, 7:10 first pitch right here on the home of the Sox, ESPN 1000. We'll talk to Jesse about baseball coming up. At 8:35 here on ESPN 1000. We turn it over to Shay Norley now as we go through our picks for college and pro for this weekend. All right, Shay.
All three of us, Hoodie, Cap, me, and Virtual JR. And Merkin is in studio. I'm sure I'll have something to say.
Virtual JR is
about
back.
His Wisconsin again. Badgers. Yeah, Virtual JR always making an appearance. He can't get to work, but virtually.
Yeah, what does he get? Like 9 weeks of vacation?
He's in apparently. He's in a Winnebago with Joe Madden somewhere, I think in West Virginia.
Wow.
That's about right. Go ahead.
All right. We've got Maryland at number 4, Michigan in Ann Arbor, Michigan, laying 17 points. I think Michigan might actually just be one of those really good teams, maybe a playoff team. I'll take the Wolverines.
No, I agree with you. I think they'll take care of the 17 against Maryland. Maryland, you know what? The smell test, Cap, smells like the ACC still.
I am going to take the Michigan Wolverines with you guys. I think Maryland blows.
All right. JR.
Giving 17 points, yeah. What? I'll take the Wolverines. Didn't they put up like 93 last week?
It was 59, JR.
See? He is drunk.
It was 59. Or yeah, high. he's a little stoned. Here we go, Merck, for you. Wisconsin at number 3, Ohio State.
Bam!
The Buckeyes laying 18.5.
Oh!
Merck, I'm going to put a smile on your face. I'm picking the Badgers.
Merck?
Oh, I'm going to Ohio State.
How dare you? Against your team. I have Wisconsin circled, pal.
Wisconsin, no. Ohio State will roll Wisconsin.
Wow. Yeah. I got, you know what, Cap? I went Wisco. They will lose by 17.5.
Wow. What time of the day is that game?
6:30.
That is a night game.
Huh? Tough.
So I'll be done tailgating. Hopefully still upright.
Cap, this has nothing to do with you. We're talking about the game.
Oh, I want to watch the game. Because
why? Don't you want to see good football?
First of all, I'm an Ohio State fan. That's A. B.
You know what?
I am going to take the
ridiculous.
Points
really
with
is.
The Badger.
Pathetic.
Ohio State fan, huh?
I'm going to take the points with the Badger, but the Ohio State Buckeyes will get the W as C.J. Stroud operates for 3 touchdowns and 325 yards in passing.
You said you're an Ohio State fan. You've never said that before on the air. All of a sudden, now you're a Buckeye fan.
I've always said that.
You know what? I'm going to need you to go home. Pack it up. Pack it up.
Hold on. My college coach was the assistant there, and his brother was the head coach.
Take off your mic condom. Turn off the mic. Go home. I'm going for your penis. Get out of here. Out of context, by the way. That's a fine. Out of context. $1. Bring it in here. Bring it in here. Birdiesbookbank.org. Get up, Shay.
Short on cash.
No. You see, again.
I'll get you in break. What are you short on cash for?
I'll get you in break. I got to run this board.
Out of context. This is why he doesn't run. Just random buttons.
Because we need JR here virtually. I got to run this board.
JR?
Ohio State giving 18.5. That's really the spread? Oh, I'm so glad I'm on vacation and don't have to listen to Merck tell everyone how Wisconsin's going to make a game of it. Give me the Buckeyes.
How great is JR? How amazing is JR knowing that Merck was going to be here? How did he know?
Right, because the other guy failed to show up for work.
We taped that on Tuesday. How would he know?
He's brilliant.
Prescient.
Foresight.
Right? Is that the word, Cap? Prescient.
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 All right, let's go on to Iowa at Rutgers.
No.
Our final college game on the slate. Iowa, 7.5-point favorite. In what, Piscataway?
You know what?
Give me the Scarlet Knights. Give me Rutgers. Iowa can't score in a morgue.
Give me the under. Number one, give me the under. That's the value, is the under. But give me Iowa. Let me just tell you, Snarling, if we're going to do this next week, I need real football games, okay?
Yeah, you're telling me there's nothing better? Like Florida, Tennessee?
If I don't get quality top 25 football on the slate, we're not doing this segment. This idea that you're...
Or just go all NFL. That's fine.
No.
Whole shield.
Then that's when I'll just sit out. I won't do that either. You know I'm a college football fan, and you're giving me this Midwestern nonsense.
He'll beat your ass, Snarling.
All right. What's your pick, Cap?
What is the line again on the game?
7.5 for Iowa.
It's on your sheet.
Iowa is... Oh, sorry. I was looking at something on my computer.
This is something...
Get it together. We got 5 NFL games to get to still. Let's go.
I am going to take Rutgers. No, I'm going to take Iowa. Screw it. I'm laying the points.
Iowa 7.5 at Rutgers. That's interesting. Give me the Hawkeyes.
Which one now? Iowa or Rutgers?
I'm taking Iowa. I'm laying the lumber.
Shay?
Rutgers sucks.
All right, let's get to the Shield. Chiefs laying 5.5 points on the road in Indianapolis, taking on the dead body Colts. Why is this line just sitting at 5.5? Give me the Colts.
Is there an injury I don't know about, Shay, with the Chiefs? Why is it 5.5? Because they're on the road?
And it's down from 6.5. People are betting the Colts. I'm taking the Colts. Home opener in Indy. Team's dead, not really well-liked. undesirable, line looks funny. Give me Indianapolis.
I just like the Chiefs, but I don't understand why the line's going down. What's wrong?
Chiefs defensive backfield's banged up.
Okay.
Justin Herbert was able to make plays.
Okay.
Until he got hurt.
I like the Chiefs by a touchdown. What do you think?
Yeah, I am going to take the Indianapolis Colts. Shocked that Snorling actually is showing some lucid thought here on this game.
Oh, for heaven.
Because he's a favorite player. I'm going Indy to win the game outright. But I'll take the points here in our contest.
JR?
Give me the Chiefs. Do the Colts have a quarterback?
Yes, good analysis right there.
Matt Ryan.
Good analysis.
Appreciate you, JR. Ravens, 2.5-point road favorites in Foxborough taking on the Patriots. This is another one that just looks funny. Give me the Pats. Home dog.
I like the Patriots here.
Take the Raven. The Raven wins fairly convincingly. I think the Patriots are not a good football team. Not awful, but not good. I'm going to take the Raven. Stick it to Belichick.
I will take Baltimore. Why is that game so close, Shay?
Look at he's a smart guy. He's looking at why the line looks odd. Take the Patriots, JR. You'll learn.
He's showing more depth of knowledge, JR, than I've seen in 2 years producing the show.
How about that, Randy? And JR didn't want to step on Cap, so he waited. You notice that?
That was impressive.
That's
pretty
good.
That was impressive.
Very good, right? Outstanding. Go ahead.
Give me another cup of coffee.
Buffalo on the road in Florida, giving 5.5 to the Dolphins. I'm taking the Bills until they can't cover. This team might go 17-0.
Give me the Dolphins plus the 5.5.
I'm with Hoodie. Give me the 5.5. It's a really good Dolphin team coached by this upstart Mike McDaniel.
Nerd.
They don't win the game, but they play tough. They lose by a field goal. I'll take the Lumber.
Tua scored like 40 points by himself last week, right? I still like Buffalo here.
Hey, I'm interested in the total of that game. Are you, Shay?
52.
You're not interested in the total. Both teams can put up numbers. You're not interested in the total. Go ahead.
No, it's big.
Go ahead.
It's a big total. Down in Miami, gets real hot. No, yeah. I'm not interested.
Okay.
Lions at Vikings. Vikings -6 in Minnesota.
Give me the Lions plus the 6.
Give me the Lions plus the 6. I'm a Lions guy. I'm a Dan Campbell fan. And I like that Honolulu blue. Lions.
Philly needed a Kirk Cousins meltdown, 3 picks in the end zone for that game to be the blowout that it was. Give me the Vikings.
The Vikings laying 6. I don't like this at all. I will take Detroit here just because I think that number
is too much after
watching the Vikings stink last week.
All right. Packers at Bucks. The Bucks, a 2.5-point favorite. I'm going with Tom Brady. I feel like the Packers might be the better side, but I'm going to take the Buccaneers. Hoodie?
Tough one. That's a tough one. I circle Buccaneers. I don't have much faith in that. I'm just going to I will not bet that game. I will just enjoy it. But I like the Bucks.
I'm on the Bucks. Tom Brady. Get it done.
I will take the Bucks and Tom Brady over Aaron Rodgers.
4-for-4. All right, the final game on the slate. Lovie Smith's Texans coming to Chicago to take on the beloved. Give me the Bears, even though I don't think they should be favored over Loyola Academy. I will take the Chicago Bears.
Bears.
Texans win the game outright. I'll take Houston.
Randy?
I'll go with the Bears.
JR?
Don't the Texans always beat the Bears? Oh, no, wait. The Bears, I think, won the last time they met, right? What are they only met like 5 times? I will take the Texans, unfortunately.
Carm? I don't know. I mean, the Bears could win. The Texans could win. A home dog favorite. I mean, I don't know.
I'm hearing rumors Sylvie's speaking to the Texans.
Well, that's very good. Lovey, you know I've always respected you, right? Sandy, Texas, right? Texans, right? Waddle? Tyler! Here's my legal pad.
Coming up, we will hear from Jesse Rogers on the slow rolling hearse that's known as the Chicago White Sox.
Correct.
On the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. All right.
You don't have to wait till you're in your car to hear what Cap and Jay Hood are talking about. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Let's talk baseball with Jesse Rogers, who covers the Cubs and Sox and everything else MLB like a blanket for ESPN 1000. Hello.
Good morning, boys. What's happening?
Oh, you know what's happening.
What's up, little guy?
Good to see you guys last night. Great to see you guys.
The slow rolling hearse that is Chicago White Sox baseball. Sad as they get swept out of there by the Guardians.
Can I give you guys a stat? How about this stat?
We have Jesse on. You could have done this. Why are you doing this now?
It's a baseball stat for Jesse to respond to. Since the All-Star break, the Chicago Cubs are 30-28. In a rebuilding, moribund season, White Sox are 30-27, trying to win the World Series.
Look, you don't even have to look at the other side of town. Just look at the other dugout.
Hold on a second, Jesse.
Yeah.
Okay, you gave the stat. What's your question? See what I mean?
He just wants to rub it in.
What would you say to White Sox fans who thought they were going to get a World Series and instead maybe looking at not a complete teardown, but an overhaul?
Well, I would say is there better be some accountability. I've mentioned this a couple times this week. We saw two teams in the division, two rebuilding teams that weren't even fully formed yet, fire their baseball ops people in Detroit and now in Kansas City, where Dayton Moore just won a World Series not that long ago. And what are the Sox going to do? Where's the accountability going to be? When you ask your fans to sit through a rebuild, and they do, and they're patient, and you start on that path, and it halts in a big way the way it has this year, there has to be some accountability. And when you look across the diamond at the other team, and you are jealous of how they play the game and how they've achieved the division title with the youngest roster in the league, how can you not look at yourself and say, what did we do wrong here, and who's going to pay the price for it? And how the hell are we going to fix it? These are all things I think Sox fans should be wondering. I think I said it yesterday. I mean, the baseball gods couldn't be telling you a message more clear that what you've done has been wrong. The easy part was selling your pieces to bring in the prospects. That's the easy part. You can ask any GM that. When you're rebuilding, selling your veterans and bringing back, you know, all you got to look is prospect rankings. I'll take this guy. I'll take this. Now it comes the hard part, finishing it off, making yourself a team, making yourself dynamic, different ways to beat you. And the Sox really have not done that. It feels like the rebuild kind of halted at the end of last year, and they just figured, let's just bring it back and hope for health, and we're going to win. And that wasn't the case.
Jesse, I want to ask you about Jesse's column on ESPN.com about the Guardians. Could you tell me what the Guardians have that the White Sox don't, based on you looking at the Guardians as a playoff team here?
Yeah, let's start with their best player is kind of their best leader. He's a quiet one, but Jose Ramirez sets the tone. And on day one of spring training, and I'm not saying that Tony didn't talk to his players or whatever, but in this case, Francona, who's going to be a Hall of Fame manager himself, sat down with Jose Ramirez and said, we don't have home runs. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. We're not a home run hitting team. We have to play the game a certain way, and you need to set the tone. And Ramirez is like, fine, I play this way anyway. And you see the guy play, you know, balls out the whole time. Well, the hair is on fire, and he has set the tone. And, yeah, they rank 29th in home runs, but they also rank last in strikeouts, first in contact, third in stolen bases, five guys with 15 or more steals, first in going from first to third. They beat you in all these different ways, and then this organization's been a pitching, you know, factory lately, or not lately, for a while now. So that's what makes them special. They knew what they were, and they highlighted it and maximized their strengths while minimizing their weaknesses. And that's how they've done it, Jay Hood. It's simple in one way, but it's really not that simple because you need 26 guys to buy in.
Let's get away from that. As my partner eloquently put it, that funeral hearse rolling down 35th and Shields. And let's talk about, one of the best young pitchers I've seen in a long time. His name is Hayden Wesneski, who had an immaculate inning yesterday in the fifth. 9 pitches, 9 strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Go sit your ass down. What is your take on him?
Yeah, my take is it's amazing what they're doing now. They just got him.
Kick stumps. Oh, go ahead, Jesse, get asked a question. It's just funny. You didn't watch the game.
Yes, I did.
On the walk?
We had I was at in the skybox and had it on my phone.
Was that not a 6 o'clock game?
It was. It was delayed a little bit by rain.
Go ahead,
Jesse. I was texting with Rossi 40 minutes before first pitch.
That's fine, but Jesse had pregame and postgame. He wasn't watching this game.
Well, no, I actually, on MLB.TV, I did have it on. So, but,
take
but,
that.
Yeah, I wasn't watching it as closely as I used to watch the Cub games in September. Let's put it that way. But here's the bottom line. Anybody that was upset they traded a middle reliever for a potential starter look silly now, because you always choose the starter over the middle reliever. I don't care how good Scott F. Ross was. It was a good trade at the time, and it's looking even better now. But more importantly, what they're doing with their pitchers, whether they draft them or trade for them, is quite amazing. It's quite a turnaround. And I don't think it's coincidence they bring in the guy from Cleveland, Carter Hawkins, who kind of knows how to do this thing and is helping this thing along. So, yeah, I mean, they've got – this is the beauty of it. They've got a lot of arms. I don't know if any of them are Max Scherzer, but the more you throw at the wall, the more might stick and be major league ready starting pitchers. And Wesneski is right up there. So you can't not like what they're doing. You also can't say, okay, next year's the year, right? You just can't. I don't think they're going to jump to 90 wins next year. It is really hard to do that. But could they jump to 80? Yes, that is possible, depending on what they do on the offseason. So, but then again, we liked what the White Sox were doing 3 years ago. And just because the Cubs rebuilt once and won a championship doesn't mean it's going to go smoothly again. But to this point, it's a nice little start to the rebuild. That's the most I can say, and Wesneski is part of it.
Jesse, can you confirm or deny if Tony will be back on the dugout
this season? I can't. I don't think he will be at this point. I think he wants to be, but I don't think there's any reason to further – jeopardize your health on a team that's out of the race. What would be the point of that, right? So at that point, is he back next year is the next question. And when we talk about accountability, I don't know where Jerry Reinsdorf's going to land on this, because I will tell you this. I think he can talk himself into saying or believing this is another injured year. Luis Robert's been injured. Tim Anderson's been injured. We've seen other guys be injured. I don't know where Jerry falls on, okay, set aside the injuries. This is going to cost your job. This is going to cost you your job. And we know that he's not going to say that directly to Tony La Russa. That conversation would be like, is it time to move on or not? So I at this point, I don't think he's going to be back, because why should he jeopardize his health in this situation? The season was probably lost a long time ago. In fact, I did pick the Guardians months ago to win this division, and I never thought the Sox were going to get over the hump, and that proved to be true. So, Jay Hood, as far as next year is concerned, I can't imagine he's back, but only two people know the answer to that, and neither of them are the GM or president of this team. It's the owner and Tony himself.
My friend, we'll read your column on ESPN.com regarding the Guardians, and we appreciate your time.
You got it, guys. Congrats, Cap, on the walk, not so much on the pitch. Be well.
Oh! Wow. A shot
thanks,
on the way out.
Jesse.
Oh!
I love you, buddy.
Love you.
Danny's going to put money in your pocket in 1 minute, and we will hook you up with a Trubisky update. Oh, boy.
Oh, doctor, I gave that pick out, and it won. I told Sylvie, pound the over on the yards. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Your guy was terrible. We'll talk about it next on Cap and J-Hood.
Cap. J-Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. This is the Cap and J-Hood Mitch update.
All right, here we go. Take your shots. I was in Mitchell Trubisky's corner, but here's the truth. He had the job. All he had to do was play better. He didn't. And now we got to all get behind Nick Foles.
Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky. Mitchell Trubisky.
Maserati Mitch is headed to Steeltown. Mitchell Trubisky, baby.
Let's bitch on Twitch about Mitch on the Cap and J-Hood Show on ESPN Chicago.
So on Thursday Night Football, the Browns defeat the Steelers 29-17 on Amazon. And so, Cap, Mitchell Trubisky, 20-32, good for 207 yards, no touchdowns, sacked once, as the Steelers are now 1-2. Here's some thoughts about from Mitch Trubisky about the second half for the Steelers, in which they scored just 3 points.
We just got to be better in the second half. I thought the first half we did pretty good. We're getting there. It's just not where it needs to be in order to get a victory. So I thought in the first half we made some steps in the right direction. Second half just wasn't good enough.
Mike Tomlin.
I'm not in that mindset. I'm interested in reviewing this tape and looking at the totality of it and figuring out how we collectively get better. So the answer to that question is definitively no.
No change at quarterback. That's a fine.
Sorry about
Birdie's that. Birdiesbookbank.org. Right, money?
I actually think I do have about $30.
We just reset this whole Birdie's Book Bank. You had the great walk, and now right back to the fine system.
Yep, I've got it.
It's unbelievable. Right back to it.
There's the dog.
There you go, Darren.
Anyway, Mitch had one touchdown rushing.
Mm-hmm.
Tomlin said definitively no.
Standard
not
is a standard.
Changing quarterbacks. Mitch, as you mentioned, 20-32, 207. Thank you. I gave out the over. Hope Sylvie played it. I told him to play it.
How about Mitch, though? What do you think? I have a thought, but go ahead.
He was very mediocre. He was fine. Whatever. He wasn't great. He wasn't horrific. Fine. Whatever. They are developing Kenny Pickett as a long-term answer, and Tomlin is not going to put him in until he feels he's ready. So, does Mitch get the whole season? I don't know the answer to that question.
No.
But
Tomlin's off to a 1-2 start. He is not giving up the 500 to keep Mitch in there. He no thinks. Shot. If he thinks he's got a better chance with Pickett, Pickett's getting in.
If he thinks that the best way to develop Pickett is, which is what they're saying in a lot of articles I read, is to have him sit the whole year, he'll take the L on the 500 season if that's what it costs. He's developing that kid for the long term. Do I think Mitch is starting next season? I do not.
This will not be popular with some, but I'll say it. Trubisky was not bad yesterday, but he's not great and overwhelming either.
No, he's fine.
He's just okay. And I know that's we got to be on one side or the other, but watching the game yesterday on Jim Miller's phone.
Correct.
As I did, watching on his cell phone in the box yesterday, from what I can glean, Cap, I thought that Mitch played okay. He's not going to lose the game for you, but is he going to win the game for you? And there's the gray area that's troublesome.
That's the rub. He's not.
Okay is not good enough with the Steelers. You had a lot of okay with Roethlisberger toward the end. Just being okay is not good enough. Tomlin is saying no to the quarterback change. But at some point, if you keep going down this road, there will be change.
Don't disagree.
And Pickett, by the way, an older rookie. 23, 24?
Maybe 24. I'll have to look that up.
I mean, that's something else, too, to keep some mileage on Pickett. All right, Randy?
That's a fun.
Kirk Herbstreit kept calling him Ryan Pickett last night.
Well, yeah, I heard that, too. That was not great. Yeah.
Well, not an NFL guy.
He's been rough in that booth, man. I know it takes time to get some chemistry between him and Al Michaels. It's been a tough start.
He's too deferential to Al.
Like I am to you. Coming up in 2 minutes,
wow.
We will hook you.
Cody's the only guy that holds you accountable. That's all I hear.
They don't know Mindy.
Yeah. Tell me about it.
Coming up next.
Got a wife who's taken the awful first pitch I threw out and texting it to the world. Making sure. First person. I have to make sure your brother Bruce sees this.
We will hook you up with a Hawthorne gift pack. We're going to give that out in our 9 o'clock hour and get your reactions to the Bears and Texans. What do you think? 312-332-3776 is our phone number. We'll hear from Luke Getsy and also talk about the Bears. Can they win on Sunday? We'll discuss it in 2 minutes on Cap and Jay Hood.
The Cap and Jay Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago!